Hey there, and welcome to Not Your Average Counsellor, the podcast that's here to shake up your perspective on life, love, relationships, and everything in between. I am your host, V. Vinci, and let me tell you, I am not your run-of-the-mill counsellor, and I'm on a mission to help you uncover the key to unlocking your fullest potential. You see, I've been around the block a few times, and I've probably gathered more life experience than four therapists put together. From battling a brain tumour, to divorce, marriage, grief, parenthood, and supporting my son come out the other side of a life-threatening illness, I've been through it all and then some. So I get my clients, I understand their pain, hurt, and challenges on a very deep level. But what truly sets me apart is my approach. I'm all about keeping it real, keeping it simple, and keeping it effective. Because complexity, well, that's the enemy of progress, and that's why I'm a firm believer in the KISS principle. Because let's face it, life is complicated enough already. This podcast is your passport to a more rewarding and simpler perspective on life. My aim is to help you understand the why that drives your thoughts and actions to create change, embrace growth, and create the life you truly want. So sit back, relax, and buckle up for some truth bombs, laughter, and a whole lot of inspiration. Let's dive in. Not Your Average Counsellor is rated PG. Parental guidance is definitely recommended. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Counsellor, the podcast that explores the intricacies of the human mind and the dynamics that shape our experiences. So, it's been 2 weeks since my last episode dropped, and lots is happening down at HQ. We are gearing up for the first live call with the first cohort of Me, Myself, and I, the Mastery Program 2.0 participants. So my team and I have been busy bees getting everyone onboarded and ready to go. It feels like it's been such a long time coming, and I can't friggin' wait to host our first call and get it started. So as part of our duty of care, we ask everyone who signs up for the program to complete a suitability assessment form to see if the program is a good fit for them by considering their goals, expectations, experiences, and current state of mind. We also look at what they want to get out of the program, and the common theme I've noticed from reviewing this cohort's assessments, they have signed up to start unpacking their shit so they can stop patterning and start living. How powerful is that? Oh my God, I'm so excited! This is the shit I love, the stuff I'm passionate about, and the reason I created the program. Anyhow, I know some of you were toying with the idea of joining and didn't quite get over the line, and that is totally fine because you've got to do it in your own time. What I suggest though is that you get on the wait list for the next round so that you are first in line. Actually, I've got a pretty good feeling it's going to start getting harder and harder to get in. I'll make sure my pod producer adds the wait list link in the show notes for you, so jump on the wait list. Okay. So back to the topic at hand. Today we are diving into the perplexing realm of change. Our topic for today's episode is Change is Strange, Embracing Life's Plot Twists. Now, change is an inescapable part of life, yet it's something that many of us struggle to embrace. We resist it, we fear it, and often find it hard to navigate the unknown territory that change ushers in. In this episode, we'll delve into the psychology of resistance to change, sharing stories of stubborn moments and providing some insights on adaptability. Now, let's begin by acknowledging the universal experience of change. Whether it's a new job, moving to a different city, or simply adjusting to a change in routine, life's plot twists are part of our shared human experience. So change can be both challenging and enriching, and it often comes with a degree of mystery. Why is it that we resist change even when it can lead to personal growth and greater resilience? Well, change is tricky because it challenges the status quo and forces us to step outside our comfort zones. The psychological reason behind our resistance to change is many, ranging from the fear of the unknown to the comfort of familiarity. Our brains are wired to seek stability and predictability, making change feel like a threat to our stability. So I have found that there are four core foundational components to actually embracing or creating change. One, recognize that you are in change. Seriously, if things are always sticky in your life, then something either needs to or is changing. So many people do not recognize this stickiness as a benefit. They see it as a negative warning, when it actually could be a positive warning. Something isn't working. Let's do something different. If you are not recognizing, then you are resisting. Number two, prep. Yes, prep. If you can recognize that being stuck can be helpful, then you can start asking yourself, what do I want to change and what's the best way to do it? If you don't prep, you are resisting something new and stuck in your pattern. Number three, do it. And when I say do it, I mean do the something different. We all know the saying, if you do what you've always done, you'll get the same result. And further, doing what you've always done, expecting something different, is the definition of insanity. If you don't drive yourself insane, then you drive everybody else insane. Stop doing the same thing and do the different thing. And then number four, keep doing it. Consistently doing the new thing sets the new pattern. It takes years to solidify a pattern, but it only takes months to set a new pattern. In fact, in the stages of change model, it takes up to 6 months. You can't do it once, expect to be great at it, and then stop if you aren't. Maintaining the change is the secret, and it's fucking hard. It goes against every ounce of what your brain wants, but if you have prepared well and your change is helpful and not hindering, then pushing through this section is the change. This is what will take you out of the what the fuck and into the aha moment. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to the episode titled Making Sense of Life's Experiences from What the Fuck to Aha. Now, let me share a story of an individual who resisted change, which might resonate with you on some level. This story will highlight the emotions and thought processes at play during stubborn moments. I have a couple I have worked with. They are gorgeous. I love them. So if they are listening, and they probably are, and they go, oh my God, she's talking about us, please don't panic. I share this because your ability to work through the situation shows us all that change is possible. In fact, I love working with couples. It's one of my most favorite things and is why I'm reducing my individual client availability in order to open up space not only for new couples, but for my passion project that you're going to be seeing this year at some point. You see, I've been wanting to focus my attention on the couple space for a while, and not to blow smoke up my own ass, but guess what? I'm actually a really great couples counselor. I have excellent success rates with couples who do the work and stay together rather than split. But my passion is to take couples into a retreat, a three-day weekender which immerses them into their bullshit in order for them to see their bullshit and either embrace it or change it. More of this will be revealed in the near future, but if you are intrigued, please reach out so I can make sure you are in the know as soon as the information comes to hand. Now, small sidetrack, but back to our couple. This couple had what I call no major trust breaches. So that means no affairs, no drugs, no alcohol, no addiction issues. They had major trust issues due to a combination of a lack of speaking, so using their voice, and a lack of listening, using their ears. Sounds just like our governments. Anyhow, they actually already had separated by the time they come in and had even engaged lawyers. Now, I actually saw the husband first as he had come from a referral by another client. He had huge regrets about the things he didn't do in his marriage.
He was trying to understand why, in the 15 years that they had been married, he had heard his wife ask for help with the kids. Simple stuff like, can you be home for bath time? Can you drop the kids on Tuesday? Or could you do a pickup on Thursday? And his answer was always, I can't with work. I have to work. He had realized that everything she had asked of him in the marriage, he was now doing, partially by choice and partially by demand from the courts that literally split the time spent, which means he now had the children full time for 1 week and she the other. Everything she had asked him, he was now doing. And he wanted to do it. He loved his kids. He changed his work schedule to do some working from home. He enlisted some outside help, both in his home and externally for the kids. And his question was, why didn't he do it before? Now, we worked together for him to understand that the stickiness the marriage was under for a number of years was actually showing him what to do. Instead, he resisted this. Why? Well, because he was stubborn. He was stubborn because he didn't know how to do it differently. Not knowing how to do it differently made him feel not good enough and inadequate. Inadequate made him feel helpless. And helplessness for a man is almost worse than death. So his brain said, we will not die today, we will resist. And his marriage ended and he was devastated. He thought he had no hope of his wife returning, but he wanted to recognize what he had done so that he wouldn't do it again. He wanted to work on a parenting relationship that was respectful, so he made changes to his mindset and his communication, and his wife noticed. They came in together. They knew they wanted to make changes, but they didn't know how to do them in order to see the change, rather than just make the promise of change. They both had to drop any stubbornness in order to make the change. Because that's the thing. Whilst I'm talking about what he did or didn't do and the changes he made, marriages aren't fucked up by only one person. It takes two people to build a beautiful relationship and it takes two people to damage it. She also had to look at what her role was in the outcome. My little saying is, if you feel the effect, then you have been part of the cause. It would have been very easy for her to sit in my rooms and hold grudges about all the crap he coulda, woulda, shoulda done before and vice versa. But they didn't. They dropped resistance and embraced the scary world of change. And guess what? Everything changed. And it was scary. And it is still scary. However, they are more open, they are more respectful, they are better listeners and far happier than before. This is not a fairy tale though. I do not do fairy tales. They are not happy all of the time. They have adapted to new events with new tools rather than the old ones, and they muddle through and they get more resilient and stronger each time. As strange as it may seem, embracing change most often leads to personal growth and greater resilience. The paradox lies in the fact that adaptability, the ability to roll with life's punches, is a key ingredient for success and happiness. This couple are a perfect example of how letting go of the familiar can open up space for new experiences and opportunities, ultimately leading to a more fulfilling and adventurous journey while still feeling uncomfortable, afraid, and like you are on a roller coaster all at once. The privilege for me is that I am allowed to help them navigate the space and the trust they place in me. Now, I am not the all-seeing messiah. I have no idea what is going to happen. But what I do know is that what does happen at each point means they need to speak up, be honest, and listen. And that, my friends, will ultimately change anything. One of the most significant barriers to embracing change is fear. Understanding these fears is the first step in addressing them and gradually dismantling the resistance to change that they can create. So using the same process as above, recognize that you are afraid, know what you're afraid of, bring it into awareness and challenge it by asking, do I need to be afraid of this right now? Often people tell me that the hardest bit is knowing that what they are afraid of. There are numerous fears, but the big ones are usually fear of failure or making a mistake, fear of rejection and fear of loss. This is one of the best things about the Me, Myself and I Mastery program. You will find out your fears and beliefs because in reality, you cannot erase a belief or fear. You simply need to know what it is. It will usually always be the same fear and or the belief that pops up for you whenever something unexpected happens. After doing MMI, you will not only recognize what you are afraid of, but you will know what you are afraid of and either embrace it or you will know how to do something different. So, with all this talk of change, you can probably see why routine and family or familiarity provide a sense of security, which is why many people find comfort in sticking to the same old habits and patterns. Sometimes embracing change means stepping away from the cozy confines of daily routines. Letting go can be cathartic, and it's an essential part of embracing change with open arms. So as you heard in our latest podcast, flexibility and resilience play a vital role in successfully navigating life's twists and turns. So life's plot twists become easier to handle when we have the tools to roll with the punches. Our beautiful couple above have shown that by being open to change and learning new tools, you can cultivate and strengthen flexibility and resilience, even though it's still scary. And you know what? Change isn't always negative, even when it's shit. It's a reminder that even in the most challenging times, there can be silver linings waiting to be discovered. I have a really cool story about this. And so if you've been listening for a while, you will all know that my son was diagnosed with cancer in 2018. I've often spoken of the overwhelming part of that story. But that moment in time actually had some positives for all of us as a family, but it had an incredible positive for my daughter. So in the middle of this treatment, where you get into a flow, yes, just think about that. It becomes the norm. So we just went with the flow and started living again. Anyway, I organized a fundraiser with the Shitbox Rally, which is a car rally for the Cancer Council. It was meant to be a small 20-person get-together at a friend's house with champers and brekkie. I worked on the old network marketing model. Invite 100 people and you might get lucky to get 20. So I invited 200 and thought we could get 50 as I was aiming big. I got 195 responses and they were all yes. What the fuck? I think the only person more panicked was my girlfriend who agreed to let us use her house because she was living it up on the river in East Frio. Anyhow, the community came together like I have never seen before. Food, booze, kids' play equipment, even toilets were fully donated for this event. I even managed to talk a muso into coming and playing for us for free for 2 hours. Now, I did this really lame mum thing and said, oh, you know, my daughter can sing. And he seriously gave me the oh my God, what the fuck do I now do look, but humoured me with, well, maybe we could get her to come up and sing a song. Now, my daughter actually can really sing, but she never had. I talked her into doing it, which was a miracle in itself, given she was 15 at the time. Up she went and everybody, including him, nearly fell over. She was fucking amazing. In the crowd of people who showed up, some of the locals even came along, so my 195 turned into over 200. There was someone who worked in the music industry in the crowd. She ended up getting some local gigs and working in the industry for several years and is now at Whopper putting on her own shows. A what the fuck event with my son has brought growth, happiness, and unexpected blessings for all of us, but for her in particular. So, what do you need in your toolkit? One of the most vital tools, your mindset. Mindset plays a crucial role in how you perceive and respond to change. You may have heard the term fixed or growth mindset. Cultivating a growth mindset can make change seem less daunting and more like an opportunity for personal development. So there are four steps to start you off. And spoiler alert, they are pretty much the same as the first four I gave you in about 15 minutes ago. So number one, firstly, start by recognizing whether you have a fixed mindset, believing that abilities are static, or a growth mindset, believing that there is potential for development. Self-awareness is the first step to change. Number two, change your self-talk. Pay attention to your self-talk and your internal dialogue. This is my most favorite part of the Me, Myself, and I program. We unpack the internal chatter into parts and we name them. You will find out who is talking in your head and what they think they are protecting you from. This way, you get to change your dialogue to be more helpful rather than hindering. Number three, practice self-compassion. Be kind and compassionate to yourself, especially during difficult times or when facing setbacks. Remember that everyone encounters obstacles on their path. Number four, seek constructive feedback. Embrace the feedback, especially the constructive one. Use it as an opportunity to learn and improve. Use it as a tool for growth rather than as a threat to your self-esteem. Finally, change is an integral part of life's story and therefore your story. It's a mystery, a challenge, and an opportunity all rolled into one. Embracing change can lead to a more fulfilling and adventurous journey. So remember, when life throws a plot twist your way, don't shy away from it. Instead, embrace it and watch as it deepens your story. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Not Your Average Counselor. I hope this probe into change and adaptability has been enlightening and a little bit inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave me a review. Now, I will be back with more topics in the next episode. However, I am changing it up a little and will focus on navigating some relationship challenges. However, please let me know if there is something in particular that you would like me to unpack. I would love to throw in any topics you have that are popping into your head. So DM them to me, email them to me, do whatever you need to get them over to me. Until then, keep embracing life's plot twists and remember, change is strange, but it's also beautiful.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate and review this show. Your feedback goes a long way in assisting others to discover this info. So help me continue to help more people by providing your input. And while you're at it, don't stop there. Share this podcast with your friends, family, and on your social media. Don't forget to tag me at @vvincytherapist. Also, I love hearing your feedback and takeaways, so DM me. My inbox is always open. Thanks again. Have a good one.